transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents one of your all-time operetta favorites, The Firefly, starring Gordon MacRae and his celebrated guest, Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Marvin Miller, and a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In tonight's operetta, my name is Jack Travers, and Dorothy Kirsten is Nina, a street singer known as the Firefly. I first saw Nina in the colorful section of New York City known as Little Italy. While my fiancée, Geraldine Van Der, was shopping, I wandered over to a crowd gathered on the opposite corner. And there was Nina.
Ladies fair, if you care, dear, delightful wedding steps to take. Dangle not,
beautiful voice, young lady.
Thank you. You're very kind. I've never seen you in our neighborhood before.
Well, I've never been here before, but I must come again.
I wish you would.
Yeah, it'll be some time, though. I'm sailing for Bermuda this evening.
Oh?
Yes, on my fiancé's yacht.
I see.
Oh, here you are. Hurry along, Jack. We're sailing in an hour.
Geraldine, have you heard this girl sing? She has a wonderful voice. What's your name, miss?
Really, Jack?
Names are hardly a consequence between you and me, senor. I am called the Firefly. Goodbye.
ran away and disappeared around a corner. I returned to the yacht with Geraldine. But I had looked into the eyes for a moment, touched the hand, and glimpsed a promise in the fleeting smile of the firefly. I told myself that somehow, somewhere, someday I would see her again.
The promise in a woman's smile. Ah, who can explain? A prophecy of trust for guile or harbinger of pain. As well a mortal might surmise the secret of the rose, an opening flower of paradise.
Sailed for Bermuda that same evening, Geraldine and her parents and I, on the Van Der family yacht. Just before we put out to sea, the cabin boy signed on, a tiny, lively little urchin named Tony. And I couldn't sleep that first night out, and neither could the cabin boy, I guess. We met on the top deck. He was leaning against a mast, his eyes were on the stars, and he was singing an impudent little song.
When a maid comes up,
quite a singer, Tony.
Oh, Signora Jack.
Tell me, what in the world does a youngster like you know about what to do when a maid comes knocking at your heart?
Oh, in Italy, even the children love to sing love songs, and of course, I'm a pretty smart young fellow.
Yeah, you sure are. Tell you, Tony, give me some more advice about love, all right? Is there anything more important than love?
Oh, nothing is more important than love, Signora. To find it is to enter into heaven. To marry without it is to die. If I loved a lady, I'd know just what to say to her.
In my gondola, let us climb o'er the drowsy blue lagoon.
is the first time I have ever been on the sea.
It is? How did you happen to sign on here as cabin boy?
Well, the boy who was once supposed to come, well, he decided not to. His name is Tony, too. So I just came in his place.
Tony, you're from the Italian quarter. You must know the Firefly.
Oh, maybe I do. What is she like, Signora Jack?
Oh, I saw her only once. She's wonderful.
Perhaps you'll find her again. Yeah. Eh, Signora?
I'm afraid not, Tony. But I'll remember her as long as I live.
Love is like a firefly that glimmers by and dies while it is gleaming.
Therefore, when you see it fly, you must be very spry, never sly, never shy.
When within her twinkling eye, you see the tender love of my baby.
Embrace her now, or she will say, "Goodbye."
We'll return for the second act of The Firefly in just a moment. Listen to this. That's the kind of roar a guided missile makes as it builds up its tremendous driving force and zooms skyward, soon disappearing from view. For traveling at supersonic speed, a guided missile accelerates up to 3,500 miles per hour. In a matter of minutes, it has passed the outer limits of Earth's atmosphere and has reached the very gates of outer space. Already, these fantastic weapons have indicated their worth to national defense, and their peacetime use stands as a real challenge to science. Back of these guided missiles is a lot of research and engineering know-how. Also back of each is a lot of railroad transportation. For to make the steel that goes into the missile, it takes tremendous quantities of iron ore, coal, and limestone coming from many sections of the country, converging at America's big steel-producing centers. To carry these varied materials to mills and then carry the finished steel to the missile manufacturer, dependable railroad transportation is essential. Then there are electronic circuits required to launch, steer, and explode the missile. The manganese catalyst, the hydrogen peroxide, the pyrotechnic flares, the liquid oxygen and alcohol, all needed to power the missile's flight. And these, too, are assembled by the railroads. Finally, the delivery of the finished missile itself is a railroad job. Yes, whether it is in moving a guided missile or any of the other thousands of things needed for America's defense, only the railroads can do the big and complete transportation job that is required. To meet expanding transportation demands of national defense and our civilian commerce, the railroads are improving their facilities in every way. If they are able to obtain adequate materials and earn the money they must have, the railroads will be able to do a still better job of meeting America's transportation needs. And now here is the second act of The Firefly, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, Dorothy Kiersten.
Love is like a firefly that glimmers by and dies while it is dreaming.
During those days in my fiancé's yacht, I was dreaming. I was trying to keep my mind on reality and Geraldine, and I kept thinking of another girl. Girl I'd seen for only a few moments. The Firefly.
Jack, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean, Geraldine?
Well, you've hardly spoken to me the entire voyage.
I'm sorry.
Are you angry about something?
No, of course not.
Have I done anything to upset you?
No.
Then what is wrong?
I told you nothing's wrong.
Jack, it isn't necessary to raise your voice.
I told you nothing was wrong, but you keep harping on it.
Harping? Well, I certainly won't harp any longer. If you're determined to be in a bad humor, go ahead and be in one. When you're ready to apologize, I shall be in my cabin.
All
Why, Tony, what's so funny?
You are, Senor Jack. If you could see your face.
Oh, get along, Tony, will you? Go sweep the deck or whatever cabin boys are supposed to do.
You're being very naughty.
Has someone been such a naughty boy? Rob your poor heart of its peace and joy. Dry up those dewdrops and look at me. What you're in need of is sympathy.
I need sympathy, sympathy, just sympathy.
Should show sympathy for him, Signora Jack.
Really, Tony, it isn't Geraldine's fault. I've been impossible the last few days.
Well, maybe when we get to Bermuda. Oh, look, Signora Jack. That beautiful isle on the horizon.
That's where we're going, Tony. That's Bermuda.
Oh, it's lovely. I think everything's going to be all right for you now.
Well, maybe it will, Tony. I hope so.
That line.
Haul away that line.
Haul aboard.
Haul aboard.
Away for a lovely ocean cruise.
Give her the gentle breezes. How it teases, gently pleases all.
A trip to Bermuda, who'd refuse?
The land of the mermaid bowers. Sunshine showers, wondrous flowers. That's the way, that's the way.
We hate delay.
We hate delay.
We hate delay.
Away to Bermuda,
isle of ours.
Fair Bermuda.
But things weren't any better in Bermuda. I began to feel more and more that I couldn't marry Geraldine. I moped around the island, actually trying to avoid her. And then...
Jack! Oh, thank heavens I found you. Something terrible has happened. That cabin boy, that Tony, he's wanted in New York for being a pickpocket.
Our Tony? Oh, I don't believe it. Must be the other Tony, the one whose place he took.
Well, it doesn't matter because that isn't the half of it. Tony isn't a boy at all. He's a girl, and he isn't Tony.
Wait a minute. I'm a little confused, Geraldine. Say that over again.
Tony isn't Tony. He's a girl dressed up like a boy, an Italian street singer.
An Italian street singer?
Yes, I think it's that girl we saw in New York, the one they call the Firefly.
The Firefly?
Where is he now, Geraldine? I mean, she, the Firefly.
Well, I imagine she's down on the wharf trying to get passage home. Naturally, we dismissed her at once.
May I beg the same favor, Geraldine?
What favor?
Dismissal.
Jack, where are you going?
I'm going down to the harbor to see if there is a day when your ship comes in. Down at the harbor, there was the girl whose songs and whose smile had changed my whole life. She was dressed like a boy, sitting on the wharf, just looking out to sea. Hello, Tony.
The name is Nina, in case you really want to know.
The name is Giannina Mia. Mine.
What are you doing down here, Signore Jack?
Well, at last someone told me where I could find the Firefly. And now that I've found you, we're going home to New York. I'm never going to let you out of my sight again.
Oh, how are we going to get back? I have no money for passage.
Well, maybe I haven't either, but a little thing like that shouldn't stop a street singer. Just watch me. Hey, everybody. Gather round.
Who are we serenading?
Why, that mule, of course. Give a listen, Senor Donkey, and help us make some money.
Song in the air, but the fair señorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air.
So I'll sing to the mule, if you're sure she won't think that I am just a fool.
Amigo mio, does she not have a dainty brain?
She listens carefully to each little song you play.
La bella señorita,
si, si, mi muchachita,
she'd love to sing it too if only she knew the way.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends. Thank you very much. Now, you see, darling, that's how we get the money for the passage home.
But what about Geraldine?
Well, remember what you said. Nothing is more important than love. To find it is to enter heaven. To marry without it is to die. You told me what you'd say if you loved a lady. Now, Nina, I want to say it to you.
Giannina mia, more, more and more, I adore you, Giannina mia.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Lovely Dorothy Kearson will be back in just a moment. The Firefly, with book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and music by Rudolph Frimmel, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. The guided missiles we talked about earlier on the Railroad Hour represent a big research job and a big transportation job. It is certainly a dramatic example of the progress being made possible by scientific research. Research has also been instrumental in making the American railroad system the finest in the world. And continuous study in every phase of railroading is being carried forward more rapidly on more fronts than ever before. And this research is resulting in even better transportation for all of us. Now here again is lovely Dorothy Kearson.
Thank you, Gordon. It was a thrill singing the Firefly with you tonight. But tell me, why's your bag all packed? Where are you going?
Well, I'm catching the next train for Nashville, Tennessee, Dorothy.
Nashville's a beautiful city, Gordon. I've been there often, but what's the occasion?
Well, this Thursday is the opening night of the brand-new Tennessee Theater, and I'm going to help celebrate opening night.
Oh, give my regards to all the music lovers, and there are a host of them in that lovely city of universities.
Well, I'll do it, Dorothy. You know, we're expecting you back 2 weeks from tonight for Jerome Kern's Cat and the Fiddle.
I've already marked it in my calendar. What's on the show train next Monday night, Gordon?
Well, Lucille Norman joins us for another thrilling Frimmel operetta, Dorothy. The White Eagle.
That should be a feather in your cap. Night, Gordy.
All aboard.
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, or next Thursday night, if you're going to be in Nashville, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Firefly was presented by special arrangement with Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae will soon be seen starring in Warner Brothers' About Face. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
The preceding was transcribed. Stay tuned for Lucille Cummings on the Telephone Hour on NBC.